Okay, we are speaking with Richard Crandall, and he's from Fairleigh, Vermont, and he's at the Breath of Life conference here. It's September 18th. Welcome, Richard. And tell us a little about your background and why you came.
My background began about 25 years ago with meditation, and I studied under Master Mantak Chia's lineage with master teachers and healers from the Massachusetts area. And I was introduced to bodywork through his study of the organs called Chine Sung. And from that, I studied at Polarity Realization Institute in Massachusetts under Nancy Risley. And from there, I moved from the seacoast of New Hampshire to Vermont to go into private practice as a polarity therapist. And then I took the two-year foundation course in biodynamic cranial psychotherapy with Roger Gilchrist in Manhattan. And I assisted him for 1 year down in D.C., and the universe told me I was supposed to be going to grad school. So I went back to finish my graduate degree in clinical mental health. And once I graduated, I pursued the license to be an alcohol and drug counselor for New Hampshire and Vermont, and now I'm in process of completing the hours I need to become a licensed clinical mental health counselor in Vermont, and hopefully will, you know, continue to see people in a community health center, but in a more holistic practice as compared to where I'm at right now, which is I have one office that's in Norwich where I see clients for polarity and biodynamic cranial psychotherapy, and I work over New Hampshire accruing my hours so I can get licensed and then hopefully work in a setting where I can, in Vermont I would be able to work with clients biodynamically or with talk therapy, you know, either before, during, or after a session, and it would be okay if I did that.
Well, I found here at the Breath of Life conference, I met quite a few people that have some sort of integration sites or are integrating the biodynamic cranial sacral with other modalities, and a topic did come up earlier yesterday, we were discussing actually off mic about the idea of how therapists who are in a lot of communities and states not allowed to touch, and yet BCST, you know, like other modalities, there is an element of touching, so you brought up the fact that you were going to try and integrate and do this clinical mental health technician. So how do you find the conference here enhancing that for that goal?
In Vermont is a registration process where a therapist can be rostered with the Secretary of State, which allows the therapist to make contact. There are people who do not pursue licensure, which under the roster registration process,